The Jason Greger Show presents Struds On, Julia Roberts.
She's got a beautiful smile. It's like a shark. I love that thing. Just go. Can you imagine how long it takes to brush those teeth? That's a compliment.
Playing in Europe.
I invaded Europe and dominated three different countries.
Eli Manning.
He was such a good teammate. He doesn't get respect enough for that. I watched those games. I see that guy getting tossed around like a ridiculous guy.
Groin shots.
I played with Merrick Malik. He got hit there. It's like a solar eclipse. I couldn't stop looking at it. I know it wasn't supposed to. Only on one, not both. Everything else just faded away. Just me and this testy.
The Jason Greger Show presents Struds On.
Vegas finally scores. We knew it was a tough sledding for Vegas recently with the little production they've had. They've had some great offensive players. They're like Pacioretty and Carlson and Theodore and these guys, but they weren't really able to get many goals. Didn't you see it last night? And I saw something. I think that they changed a little bit. There's no doubt they're getting to the some shots from the slot. But one thing. Did you try to get a fly in the middle of my car? I got to be focused here, man.
You're bugging me all day.
Jeez, I can barely even function at half of it, and you're making it hard on me. Jeez. God, where was I talking about? No, just kidding. So we got Mr. Miyagi over here swatting flies. So they didn't score in the first period. Then what I saw in the second, or over the game, though, was their desire to get more to the net and get pucks going across the crease. Now, everyone talks about getting the pucks from left to right or right to left in the offensive zone to try to get the goalie moving. But if you look at the first goal, McNabb gets to the top of the circle. He passes to his right, right down to the goal line to Pacioretty, and Pacioretty zings it right in front to Stastny, who's literally on the doorstep, on the back door, for a nice, easy tap-in. Then the next goal, again, it comes from the corner up to Theodore, who kind of freezes a little bit the goalie, Khudobin, then slides over to Carlson. Carlson has a nice shot. I think that, quite frankly, Khudobin would want that one back. Then the last goal, on a 3-on-1, a really nice tic-tac-toe pass from play by Roy Stevenson and Nozek. But what they were doing is that they were I saw more crispness and more spreading out and getting that puck going across to make Khudobin. It's easy. If he can stand in one place and you hit him with a shot, it's pretty easy. But if you slide that puck back and forth and make the goalie move, it makes it a lot harder. And I think that Vegas may have found something that's going to work for him. Not that they're reinventing the wheel here, but I think that for them to have success, it can't be just straight shots always with guys in front. You got to just a quick little fake shot like we saw Theodore do, then slide over to Carlson, and then Carlson takes that shot, but he's never really comfortable. Same thing with Stastny. He was right in front, Pacioretty. Was he going to shoot or not? Khudobin can't just overplay that like he's going to only shoot it or overplay the pass. He's got to commit to making that save on the shot, slides it back door to Stastny. So I think they may have found something that works for them. It'd be interesting to carry this in game three. But a little adjustment in the game there for Vegas that obviously paid off as they rolled over physically and with three goals last night over Dallas.
Well, I thought it was only a matter of time, right? I think Vegas forwards group they're that deep. I think, especially in the West, they're pretty good.
Oh yeah,
and Dallas. I don't think they beat Colorado if Colorado's healthy, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, with
so
you.
And I like Heiskanen, and that's a battle team. They got some good pieces there. Unfortunately, they got some older pieces too moving forward. But I still think Vegas will win the series. And it's interesting about Leonard. Like, man, the guy's already got four shutouts in the playoffs. Like, when Vegas can lock it down, that they've been proven to do that against whoever they play. And I think you'll see Vegas kind of take over this series. They kind of laid an egg in game one.
Right.
And I don't expect that to continue. And, I see Tampa and Vegas as the ones we're going to see in the Stanley Cup final. And that, Vegas fans, say it in advance, probably be tough for them because that would be two cup losses in 3 years. Like, they've got to endure a lot of things. As a fan base, sure. Already lots of winning too, but then some heartache as well. And that's where I see them. I see them kind of similar to the Boston Bruins of 88 and 90.
It's going to be tough. I think that two things stick out for me. Vegas doesn't have Victor Hedman. Victor Hedman controls the play so well. He's such a good player. And now Nate Schmidt, nothing against him, but he is not in the same stratosphere as Victor Hedman. Up front, there's some good talent there when you look at what Vegas has got and the way they can pass the puck around. Physically with Barkley Goodrow and Goodman, that those guys can, they can compete with Ryan Reeves. Like, I'm not, Patrick Maroon, well, he'll be chirping Ryan Reeves. Like, that's not I don't see an advantage there at all. In net, Vasilevskiy, Leonard, Leonard's played pretty well. Yeah. I'd probably still take Vasilevskiy, though. You're right.
You know, Kucherov and Point are the two most dominant forwards, though, in the series. Like, I like Mark Stone
over
a lot.
Top. I mean, Mark Stone's really smart. He's not as fast as Point. You know, Kucherov is probably the most all-around skilled forward in the whole, you know, and right now in the final, well, in the final four teams.
Oh, for sure.
There's guys that are close to him. Like, this isn't like he's pulled away.
No, I think they have the two best. I think him and Point are the two best forwards remaining in the Blast.
Yeah, they'd be definitely, yeah. But I think that the back end with Hedman, if Hedman doesn't get hurt and he bangs out 25 minutes a night, that has such an impact. Like, he has, it's, and his minutes might just go up if, when you get to the finals. So that to me is a big separator. You're right about Kucherov and Point, and you got Hedman, the goalies. I still give the nod to Vasilevskiy. So we're getting a little ahead of ourselves, but I think that this is a point where you feel pretty comfortable if you're a Tampa fan.